Praise the Lord. He was born for our salvation. Amen. The greatest Christmas gift that's ever been given was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the time of year when our thoughts turn toward Jesus, but actually they turn toward giving and receiving of gifts. And actually, that is one of the great Christian virtues, and that's giving. Have you ever, it's more blessed to give than receive, it says, but when you give somebody something, it blesses you more than it. Sometimes it blesses them, but it blesses you more. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah attempts to describe the Son of God with human words. A child, a son, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, all these names describe Jesus, and if we took all the words and all the languages to try to describe Jesus, it would still be insufficient. He's indescribable in human terms. Jesus is the inexpressible glory of God revealed to mankind. Actually, the completeness of who Jesus is and what he is beyond telling in our articulate language. You know, through the ages, songwriters, people, poets have tried to describe God's incomparable gift that he gave to us. You know, I've been around for 7 years now, and I've heard a lot of preachers try to explain about Jesus. Millions of people have enumerated through song and sermon, trying to explain the unspeakable gift that God gave to the world in Jesus Christ. But none of them have really been able to tell it all. Now, have you ever received a gift and you are trying to, you don't have it with you, but you're trying to describe it to your friend, and you just don't have the adequate words to really describe the gift? Or have you ever been so excited and happy that you try to explain your happiness and there's no words that can actually explain it? You know, many things are beyond our human ability to describe. How do you describe a beautiful sunset in language? How do you describe a breaking wave as it crashes against the rocks? How do you describe the love that you have for your wife or your kids or another person? Love is a word in the English language that actually There's no, you can't, it's just love, and you know, we don't have other words to actually, adjective, adverbs, to actually explain it. That's the way it is with Jesus. After you've exhausted all your adjectives and all your adverbs, all of everything that you can think of to describe Jesus, you've only touched the tip of the iceberg, as we say. Paul said it like this: thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. He came as a babe, God's gift to man. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. God gave his best gift. Why did God give Jesus to the world? Because he saw our sinful condition, which we were unable to escape from. Jesus Christ is God's Christmas gift to all mankind. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that has ever been given by anybody to anyone. Let's take a look at this wonderful gift. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, from everlasting to everlasting. He is the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living Word of God manifest in human form. Jesus came as the eternal, infinite Son of God. He became a man. He came as a human baby, yet he was 100% God. He was the Son of God manifested as the Son of Man. He lived and walked in love as a man, showing the love and the will of the Father with his action. He died the sacrifice for all mankind. He arose the Savior to everyone that will believe. Today, he lives forever, sitting at the right hand of God. The Word of God says that he's our shepherd, he's our intercessor, he's our high priest. He gave, Christ gave, I mean, Jesus, God gave Jesus, and Jesus gave his life for you and I. You know, have you ever received a certain gift or something for someone that was given for a specific reason? Maybe a tool or a computer or a vehicle, but it was so you could accomplish a certain task. Jesus did not come to earth for a vacation. Or he just wasn't looking to take a break from his heavenly duties. He came to fulfill the will of his Father God. What did he come to do? According to the Word of God, he came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came to redeem mankind. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. He came to provide salvation for everyone that would accept. Luke 9:56. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Salvation is not something that God thought about after Jesus came. According to Revelation 13:8, Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus being given as the Savior was God's idea. You know, we can't earn salvation. We don't deserve it. But while we were yet sinners, according to the Word of God, Christ died for us. Jesus is an ever-unfolding gift. You know, some gifts we get, that's it. But you know, Jesus is ever unfolding. There's something new about him all the time. No matter how much you know about Jesus, no matter how much you discover from reading the Word about him, there's more to find out. Nothing, no created being can be compared to Jesus. He is the incomparable gift from God. He is the eternal, ever-living, from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus is the unchanging gift. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ is always the Savior. He's our healer. He's our redeemer. He's our deliverer. You know, times and seasons change. Our plans change. Educational systems change. Business and transfer methods change. Almost everything we know changes. Our body changes with time. For you young people, you'll find that out. How many more mature people in here would raise your hand and say it? But Jesus is the unchangeable gift. He never changes. You know, Christmas gifts we got last year or the year before are now outdated or worn out. But Jesus is unchangeable. He never wears out. One man put it like this: Jesus is the same today to those who trust him as Savior as he was to those who trusted him 2,000 years ago. Jesus is the unlimited gift of God. You know, one of our slogans around here is living life unlimited with God. You know, there are some businesses that cater strictly to those that are very affluent. You know, the middle class and down, they can't afford to go there. You know, I don't imagine there's anybody in here and going to go down to the Lamborghini place and buy a Lamborghini. That was always the car that Craig wanted when he was little. I don't imagine anybody's going to leave here and go down to and buy a Rolls Royce. Those are things that the more affluent people get a hold of, you know. But not so with Jesus. He's the gift for everybody. Regardless of your financial status, your educational status, your social status, doesn't make any difference. He's available to one and all. Everybody everyone is included. No one is excluded. Jesus is the undeserved gift. Somebody said this, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but It fit really good in the sermon. All we get in a life is obtained in one of three ways. You earn it, you steal it, or you receive it as a gift. Well, we know we can't do enough good works to qualify for salvation. If you lived 1,000,000 years and worked 24/7, 365, you still couldn't earn it. And we certainly know you can't steal it, because with God, nothing goes unseen. So, there's only one way to receive salvation, and that is through the free gift of Jesus Christ that's given to us. You know, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman at the well, if you read that story, it's over in John 4. If you knew the gift of God, who it is who says to you, this is Jesus talking, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you the living water, the water of life. You know, sadly, Jesus is often the unclaimed gift. The gift that's left by the tree. The gift that's unwanted. You know, sometimes, I don't know what one of those shows, I think it's Let's Make a Deal, I think, but they would have a big box and a smaller box, you know, and you had to choose. Well, everybody always choosing the big box thinking there's something big in it, you know, and they left the other box there. That's sort of what people do with Jesus. They leave him, they leave that gift unclaimed. You know, there's places you can go, and it's called unclaimed. I don't know, it was when I was growing up anyway, because I was a teenager, we used to go to those places and get car parts because it was unclaimed stuff. All kinds of stuff. Anybody ever seen one of those places, an unclaimed freight place? I mean, it was all kind. I mean, there's automobile parts, there's washing machines, there's everything. They were just unclaimed. But Jesus does not need to be unclaimed. You need to take him as your Savior and put your trust in him. You see, he is the greatest gift that mankind has ever received. And I've just taken a few moments in a very rough way, tried to talk about who Jesus really is. And I haven't been able to even scratch the surface of who and what Jesus really, really is. But to all of us that have accepted the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, salvation, we know in our heart what he is, but to explain it, we cannot come up with words to explain it in articulate speech. So today, if you're here and you've never received Jesus Christ as the greatest Christmas gift, I invite you to do so. And for us that have, you know, sometimes we just need to stop and rededicate ourselves to Jesus. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want us to do something today. I want you to pray this prayer after me. If you need to rededicate your life, it will be a rededication prayer for you. If you've never prayed the prayer to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, it will give you the opportunity to do so. If you know what it is to live for Christ, it will be a rededication prayer. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Thank you for Jesus, the greatest gift that mankind could have. You said in your holy word that if I would believe on Jesus Christ and confess him as Lord and Savior with my mouth, I will be saved. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he was born. He lived and he died and he rose again for my salvation. I've confessed that with my mouth. And now I thank you that I'm a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you're now a child of God. And it's just good to rededicate, isn't it? Hallelujah. Just reaffirm our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we all stand, please? I told you I was going to do my best to keep this service short. I did it in 45 minutes. That's good for a preacher. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these that are here today. I thank you for their commitment to you. I thank you as we go today. I thank you that the blessings of God will be upon each life and each heart and each family. I thank you for those that are leaving on trips, and I know some are, after this service. I thank you for traveling mercies for them and protection until they're back with us. We thank you for your son, Jesus, the greatest gift that has ever been given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Have a great time. Wednesday night right here, 7 o'clock hour of power. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have another 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock service. Come expecting, come believing, turn around and shake hands with somebody and tell them Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all Wednesday night. God bless. Merry Christmas to you.